Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two of The Late Show. Let's talk some Twins. I'm going to make the case to Twins fans, because I know you guys are upset about the trade deadline, but I want you to continue to support this team. And let me tell you why. As you look at the standings for the wild card, the Minnesota Twins are 6.5 games out. Doesn't sound like much. Tall task, though, to get into the wild card. It's not happening. Way too many teams to jump ahead of. And we're just not talented enough in our pitching staff right now to get that job done, in my opinion. But you should still support this team. And the reason why I say support this team is because you have every right to be upset with the Pollad family if you look at them and you say, my goodness, you guys don't spend enough money. You haven't done what it takes to put this team in a position financially to continue to contend. Okay? And that's fine. That's fair to make that assessment. But I don't think that being a good Twins fan is saying we are not going to support this team at all right now. We're upset with the owners and we're not showing up. I honestly don't believe that. To me, that's not part of being a good fan. And look, I understand. I'm one of us. This is a bandwagon state. That's how we roll here with sports. I think that the Luke Kuechels of the world deserve better. I really do. This kid, the week you saw him when he made his major league debut before he got hurt, was busting his ass. The kid has returned this week. What is he doing? Busting his ass. He deserves to be supported. Others out there deserve to be supported. When Byron Buxton comes back, he, the all-star that he is, deserves to be supported. Joe Ryan deserves to be supported. So to me, and I can take pushback from any of you, 651-461-9226. Make the case for why you should not show up to Target Field. Make the case for why you shouldn't watch or support the Twins right now. Because I don't think that there is one. You have every right to be upset with ownership. I'm not sitting here saying that. But let's be rational here. Do you actually think that if you don't step foot in Target Field the rest of the next month and a half, that there are going to be a bunch of tears shed from billionaires? Now, I'm not sitting here saying that they wouldn't want you to come and visit and buy tickets or to buy nachos or to buy the Tony Oliva Cuban and all the beer that you like. I'm not going to sit here and say they don't want to make more money. But at the end of the day, do I think that anybody from the Pollad family is going to cry because you didn't show up? I don't think that this is the win you think it is. I really don't. I think it's a loss if we don't support Luke Kuechel. Now is not the time, in my opinion, to effort to do some sort of boycott. Like, I'm not buying that. But that's just me.
I think when you're talking about fans, well, first of all, when it comes to the players, I was thinking about this earlier today. The players have nothing to do with what's going on in the front office. I think the only one that had any sort of influence on a move was Griffin Jacks because of the last week that he had with Rocco Baldelli. That's between those two guys. But as for, you know, the guys that are brought up, like a Luke Keyshaw, you know, like a, you know, even a Mickey Gasper and Eddie Julian or Byron Buxton, I'm throwing everybody on this roster. I'm putting them all there. They have zero to do with any of the moves that the front office made. You know that some of them are not happy with what was done, but they can't voice their displeasure in the same way that we can or the same way that you can. That's why we say we're unhappy with some of these moves. But I will say, Henry, that I do feel like the fans, there are only a certain amount of ways that the fans can make a statement about their displeasure that may indeed get noticed. Social media complaining, the message boards, the tweets, the Facebook posts, you know, the TikToks, none of that is going to matter. When it comes to the perception of the poll ads from Twins fans, and I hope I'm not speaking out of pocket for Twins fans, it's all about money. And the way to hurt the people that you feel have hurt you is to not allow them to have your money.
You're not hurting them like you think that you're hurting them.
But you're not supporting them, though, by giving them your dollars.
You're not hurting them the way that you think that you're hurting them. The Colorado Rockies fans would not be hurting that ownership group the way that people would think. The Washington Nationals fans, same thing. The Chicago White Sox fans, same thing. I think that we have to get that out of our heads. These people are multi-billionaires. And there are owners in sports that own franchises, and it's because we know that they're lifeblood. Where they make their money isn't necessarily that. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. cool to have a team and all the other
stuff. It's a side hustle.
But exactly. So that's my point. I don't think that to me, I would rather help and show love and support for the guys that are busting their butts more than trying to think that I'm doing something that is going to somehow, some way have an impact negatively on the poll.
But I think that makes it even worse, though. If you're going about this and saying, we've got our income from some other, you know, form of revenue, some other business, and we've got a baseball team that is just kind of a side project for us, you're not going to invest. The problem that fans see
is not true at all.
Well, that's the impression for fans, that they are not, the poll ads are not investing in the roster. The poll ads are not investing in the players to make this team competitive.
Let's be fair. They didn't invest in the roster as much this year. Let's not say that they haven't invested in the roster, because a couple of years ago when they gave out $100 million deals to Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton, they absolutely did. And when they gave money to Pablo Lopez, they absolutely did. So let's not sit here and act like every single year they haven't paid anybody.
But
that's not true.
But the problem is you have a few of these contracts, and I'll go back to the Josh Donaldson one, but they traded out of the Josh Donaldson deal.
Yeah, because he wasn't worth it.
But then what did they do? They turned around and signed somebody else that I guess wasn't worth it in Carlos Correa. They took that money. The problem is for this team that when they do sign these deals, mm-hmm. they don't supplement with any other players. It's like we're gonna sign these bigger deals, which are not big deals comparatively to other Major League Baseball teams. But it's like we've got these guys we invest in, and then the rest of it we're just gonna kind of put together with bit parts.
All right, 651. I don't agree with that assessment necessarily. 651-461-9226. And this is the reason why. When you're parting with a Josh Donaldson or you're parting with a Carlos Correa, like right now in the moment, what do you think you're going to get? You're not trading away Josh Donaldson and getting Ronald Acuña Jr. You're not trading away Carlos Correa and you're getting Juan Soto. If you want to say that, well, eventually, in the offseason, they didn't add the way that we would have liked. That's one thing. But to think that you're going to get something out of it in the middle of the season, I don't view it like that.
I don't think anybody's thinking that you're going to get Juan Soto, but it just seems like this team is not aggressive when they have the opportunity to be aggressive, because we never want, heaven forbid, we get this payroll in the top 50% of Major League Baseball. We can't even, we cannot get this payroll into the top half. This is not the Minnesota Vikings going out there and spending, right? This is not even Glenn Taylor, when he owned the team, going out there and getting into that second, you know, the second level of the apron. This is the Minnesota Twins getting by nickel and diming and hoping for these prospects to turn out. And guess what? If these prospects come up, well, it's still going to be cheap. It's still going to be team control. You're ultimately turning into what the Kansas City Royals used to be, when they'd have guys like Johnny Damon or Jermaine Dye, and they take these guys, you get to the point where you could give them a big deal. You make one or two big deals, fine, but to do it on a consistent basis, they just, the perception is they do not want to put enough into it to make it a contender year in and year out.
All right, let's go to Craig at Ornal. He wants to weigh in. What's up, Craig?
Lake.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What up, Craig?
Well, you're a little excited. But, you know, it comes down to there's a, you know, being a fan is one, comes down to more. Most people have a finite amount of disposable income to, for entertainment.
Yeah.
You've got four major league teams here. And you can't go to all of them.
Yep.
And it's a matter of right now, with this 10 players being sent off, it's like, I think the person looks at it and says, wait a second. They're looking to rebuild over 2 months. Now, something I heard the other day, I think on your program, you said, well, this is an owner might be coming. I don't think that's the case. Because
yeah, I don't think that might have been Jason DeRussia, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, no, it was, I think your buddy on was saying that. But it's like, to me, and maybe I'm wrong here, I've heard rumblings that there's going to be in 27, they might shut it down for the season. And go for some kind of salary cap like the other league are working that way. I don't think the Poleds are going to sell. It doesn't matter to me if they sell or not, but I think they're looking to cut their losses and they're waiting for a shutdown and they can start over again. Because it's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not entertaining to me. I had a hell of a time last week over at the Saints. And it's, I don't need to pay MLB prices for what basically is not that much better quality of entertainment.
I got you. All right, thanks for the phone call from Craig at Orno. Look, I'm not sitting here saying that you have to go ahead and break the bank and support the Twins. If you elect to not do that, then you have every right to. Go over and watch the Saints. I haven't been to a Saints game this year, and I need to get over there. And I literally said that to Derek Shearer just a few weeks ago when I was with him and Joe Mauer and Dave Winfield and all those guys over in St. Paul when the announcement for the statue for Dave was going to be put in place here over the course of the next year. But the point is that if you think that the protesting of the Twins and not going to Target Field, when you know that typically when you go to Target Field, you have a good time, that's something that, oh, I'm going to show them. I think you're overrating that. I really do.
But
I would rather show up for a low-cost ticket and support Luke Kuechel than to think that I'm making some big statement about. Now, I'm not saying you got to go get Champions Club tickets, right? But I think that tickets might end up being a little bit more reasonable.
Well,
the rest of the year.
They should.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the message that we got at the trade deadline was one of, we are going to cut it to the bare bones. We are going to trade 40% of this roster. And when, you know, he was talking about who was talking about the ownership, Steve was talking about, you know, potential ownership. You know, they, you know, did they sign off on these? Like, are they aware of that? Talking more about the business side of it. I just feel like the messaging from the management, it isn't good. They don't send a positive message to the fan base as if they're, hey, we're giving up on this season. We got these prospects. You're right. The labor stoppage after 26, they want a salary cap. There are teams out there that don't want it. That is revenue sharing, and a salary cap could get us to a point where this could be worse than the 94.
Hey, real quick. This team was not good with the players that they had, right? And now they traded them off. What necessarily is the difference? Like, I get it. Like, I guarantee you, with Correa and all the guys that we had, if we sucked as much as we've sucked here with those guys still on the roster right now, everybody would be bitching and complaining. We should have got something for some guys. I guarantee you that.
There's one thing to get rid of the free agents, the Paddocks, the Baders, the Frances and whatnot. But I'll even go to a guy like Willy Castro, a potential free agent. And then if you're looking at some of those guys, Willy Castro could have been had for a reasonable price. And then you're talking about the two things that they love are team control and affordable contracts. You had that with Louis. You had that with Duran. You had that. You can get rid of the fringe guys, but when you're talking about the younger guys that could be a part of the core, I think that's where fans are like, what are you doing? You're trading these guys just to trade them. It doesn't make any sense when you're talking about a Varland or, you know, I understand Duran now with what you got, but you've got these trade chips and you've got to make good with these because you don't get very many opportunities to make these big-time moves.
We're going to see, and to be
but
fair...
But that's the problem. It's always we're going to wait and see. It's prospects year in and year out.
I don't think it's always wait and see. Going into the season, the Twins were expected to win a division, and that's with how much money they spent. So what are people talking about? The players did not produce. The Twins were they were the favorites based on Vegas and everything to win this division. With the payroll they had. So people can shove it with the payroll conversation. They were still supposed to win it.
But at the same time...
That nips that conversation in the bud right there.
But at the same time, yes, they were favored to win it. But I don't even know. I mean,
yes, they were favored to win it.
Okay, because...
Yes, they were favored to win it.
Because you look at what the Tigers
said.
Okay, because you look at the Tigers. The Tigers should have been the favorite coming into the season.
The betting favorites coming into the 2025 season were the Minnesota Twins. And the players that they had past and even now didn't get it done. End of conversation.
Why do you tear it down as much as you did?
Because you weren't going anywhere. You were stuck in neutral. You were in the mud.
You got rid of guys.
And I'm not saying that I wanted everybody to get gone. I'm not saying that I predicted they were going to do like all these deals. I'm just saying you had to do something. That's all.
You had to do something, but it feels like they did a little too much.
Yeah. Bite of the night. That's next here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's been maybe a month or so since the bite of the night originated from the White House and the president himself, but tonight's bite of the night is from President Donald Trump. End of last week, he was praising, question mark, his White House press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt. His description of her, like how he was, I guess, complimenting her was rather awkward.
She's become a star. It's that face, it's that brain, it's those lips, the way they move like she's a machine gun. Is she in the room?
She's in the room.
She's a star, and she's great. She's a great person, actually, but she's, I don't think anybody has ever had a better press secretary than Caroline. She's been amazing.
It's that brain, it's those lips. Who says that?
Carolyn Leavitt.
That's creepy. That is creepy. Are you kidding me?
Man.
It's those lips. What?
Man, we done got the sexiest White House ever.
What are we doing?
Damn, that girl fine. That girl hot. That girl fine.
What are we doing? What are we doing? All right. That was a very quick bite of the night because there's nothing really else for me to add on top of that. That was a rather weird moment in the White House for President Donald Trump of all the many weird comments that he's made. But coming up next, we're going to talk to Fox 9 news anchor Kelsey Carlson.
Not for Kelsey.
She joins us next. And that'll be Kelsey Carlson from the Fox 9 News. She joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How you doing, Kelsey?
I'm doing great. I love that audio clip of Randy. That was hilarious.
I know.
We gotta
find a sound bite from you. We know that you've given us some drops or two before, so we're gonna have to go dig it in the archives for something that you've said that we can utilize into a liner.
That's okay. I like that one a lot.
All right. So I want to start on a very serious note, though, because I know that we'd like to have fun, but I do want to get into this because it's a little bit scary right now that we're dealing with this as much as we are. But I'm like every other Minnesotan, everybody that's in the area, and I know that you are too, and in a different way because you're a media member. But we all have cell phones, and those cell phones go off when there's an Amber Alert. There have been way too many Amber Alerts for my liking here in the last couple of weeks. Have you just kind of noticed that the same way that I've noticed it? Just because I'm glad that we've got some good outcomes with regards to those situations and that these young people have been found and their situations found them back to being brought or found safe. But it is a very scary time that we're living in.
Yeah, you know, so the alert system is better. So I think it's twofold. We're better able to alert people, whereas, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, maybe we couldn't get the word out like that. So it might feel like this is happening more often than, you know, it may feel like we have an uptick in those types of cases, but it may just be more that there's a better way of getting the word out to people. And so we're more aware every time it does happen. A lot of times these Amber Alerts are family related. It's very rare for it to be a stranger. But, you know, it always has to have an element of danger for the child. So if it's a non-custodial parent, that sort of thing, then it will trigger an Amber Alert. But, yeah, I know. It's unsettling. It's unsettling because, you know, this is the same state where Jacob Wetterling disappeared. And it took decades to solve that. And people of our generation lived with that and were haunted by that. That, you know, a child could just be riding their bike and be picked up by a stranger.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. It feels so unsettling.
It just like so.
Every time that goes off.
Exactly. Because today, earlier, when my phone and everything went off and the Amber Alert went, I was at the gym. I was working out when I was at the gym, and in the middle of a workout there, I'm looking at my phone as it's going off, and I kind of like silenced the actual Amber Alert, but I felt a certain way. I'm like, man, I'm like, not again. I had that moment where I was like, my workout was buzzkill. Not to say that I didn't finish my workout, but you get my point. That there's somebody right now at this very exact moment is missing. It really kind of like it. I won't say shook me to the core, but I think you get my point.
It's that noise. The sound of the Amber Alert is like, it's very triggering, and it just creates a feeling that you can't shake. I think it's just that sound going off on a phone, and you know, if it happens while we're all at work, everybody's phone, dozens of people in our newsroom, their phones are all going off at the same time. So yeah, that sound is just like, you know, getting a warning that'll wake you up in the middle of the night, and then you can't go back to sleep after that.
Yep.
So I know, it just, and then you just worry about, you know, these children and what's happened to them.
Yep. No, I'm totally with you. All right, I'm going to ask you the question tonight that I asked Randy Meyer last week. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Minnesota State Fair, the great Minnesota get together? Because we are just weeks away.
Yes, I am ready. I like the fair a lot. It is, it's like entering, like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. It's like this make-believe place where it feels like you don't, it feels like La La Land when you get in there, and that bad things don't happen, and it's bright, shiny lights, and everybody's having a good time. And yes, I love the State Fair. It only comes around once a year, so it has this very special feeling. My kids love to go there too, so when I'm not there for work on my days off, we plan one or two days where we go and take the kids. And then we map out exactly what we're going to do ahead of time, because it's easy once you get in there, I think, sometimes to be like, where should we go? We're just stuck in a crowd. And then you lose time, and it's like, I don't know, for my brain, I have to be a little bit organized with three children.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what your priorities are. I will map them out and we will walk geographically accordingly to wherever those things are. So we will walk in a pattern that makes sense to hit all of these things. But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's such a cool event, and I will never get tired of it. How about you?
Am I ready to do shows from there? Probably not. Am I ready to eat a few things? I probably am, but I'll say this. There is, I don't know if you have any sort of structure or any sort of like routine with regards to the Minnesota State Fair. I will take it in one day as just a fan outside of possibly having to work. And actually last year I didn't have to work at all. The Twins were home a lot, so I ended up being at the stadium a lot. And then there were some nights where it wasn't going to work for me to be there. And there was other stuff that was going on with other stations that were occupying our booth. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not this year. I likely will maybe be there a day or two, but I do have a routine. And so I'll ask you if you do too. So like for my day when I just go with a friend or hang out or whatever, and I'm just diving into different foods, whatever, the one thing that I do towards the end is the Sweet Martha's. Sweet Martha's is my favorite booth, but I'm not going to carry around the entire bucket with cookies falling off the entire day. I'm going to always do that on the back end because I'm going to nibble on cookies for the next 24 hours. Is there any routine that you have?
Well, we do the exact same thing. I bring a Ziploc bag for the overflow.
Yep.
That is our very last stop before we leave. And then everybody eats however many they can eat before we get in the car, throw in the extras in the Ziploc, put the lid on it. And then whatever we don't eat when we get home, they go in the freezer because I think they taste really good.
Yeah, they freeze well. Yep.
Yeah. So that is our last stop, too. But, we usually hit the fried pickles first, the cotton candy. Everybody gets to pick a drink. And then it just kind of depends because sometimes the kids want to try something that's new, so we have to go search that out. The turkey to go, though, is always a favorite. The corn roast is a must-have, and those, what are they called? They're like ICs, but those, the kids love those too.
Got you.
So we're hitting all of those things, and I don't know. It's just, and the sky ride. So we have a couple. You know, we have to do the sky ride, the big slide, and then we go out to the midway, and the butterfly house. We have a lot of things on our list, Henry.
I know. So, We're just weeks away. We're just weeks away. We're talking to Fox 9 News anchor Kelsey Carson here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, there's plenty of news items this evening. As I'm looking here on the interwebs, there's a lot of stuff going on. So tell me what some of the top items that you guys will be diving into this evening on the Fox 9 News.
Okay, well, I just received word from our 9 o'clock producer, Emily, that Mary Moriarty, has Hennepin County Attorney, has decided not to run for re-election. So we're getting word from her and sorting that out tonight. That will be one of our stories. The search for a missing hiker from Lakeville, Grant Gardner. He's been missing in Wyoming for a little bit more than a week now. Mm. He was in the Bighorn National Park. He summited Cloud Peak, let his wife know that he summited, but this is a 23-mile round-trip hike, and he did not make it back to his car. So searchers have been out there since Friday, and there's been no sign of him. So that is another story that we're following. Stillwater is considering that social district where you can walk around with an alcoholic beverage in a certain area. But downtown residents were surveyed, and they don't like that idea. So they're talking about that, and we have one of our reporters on that story tonight. Maury Stories, this guy has been giving gondola rides on the St. Croix out of Stillwater. They're very romantic, and it's like when you watch the video, it's like, is that Venice? No, it's Stillwater. So he has a great feature story on those rides and the people who take them. I mean, I can imagine that the pictures have to be beautiful. If you go do that at sunset, it's got to be very romantic and sweet. And then Ian's tracking weather, possibility of storms Friday night, Saturday night, or no, I'm sorry, Thursday night into Friday, Friday night into Saturday. And Fort Stewart today, an Army sergeant shot and wounded 5 fellow soldiers, and so we'll have the latest on that as well.
Got you. Well, always a pleasure to have you on the show. I don't think that we will get a chance to catch up next week or the next couple of weeks, but I'm assuming at some point we will catch up shortly after the great Minnesota get-together, which we'd like to call the Minnesota State Fair. I think that the next time that we will chat on a Wednesday will be – actually, it is – good question. I'm looking here at the schedule. Yeah, We are off into September the 3rd, so I won't talk to you and Randy.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, so I won't talk to you and Randy till after the Minnesota State Fair.
Well, if our days align when we're out there at the fair, and you are as well, we need to meet up, grab some food, and just talk about stuff, catch up, and, you know, talk before September the 3rd. So let us know when you'll be out there, okay?
All right, I will look at the schedule and get back to you ASAP.
Okay, sounds good. You guys have a good night.
All right, you too. That's Kelsey Carlson from the Fox 9 News joining us here on The Lake Show on the Good Neighbor News Talk 830 WCCO. Check her out this evening on Fox 9. We have our own show headlines, and we do that next. All righty, let's get into headlines. Christopher Tubbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to have back-to-back nights of headlines tonight and tomorrow. And then we're back to Twins on Friday, which, by the way, on location again in Bound Brewing, couple of blocks away from Target Field. Let's go. Let's pack the place. Go bring your brand-new Luke Kuechel jersey. Let's go. 6 p.m. We're on the air taking you up to pregame at Inbound this Friday.
Kids on a Hall
be
of Fame.
Be there or yeah. be square.
Oh, wow.
Don't be square.
I like that.
Be there.
Hey, the 1980s called. They want their reference back. Hey, the 1990s called. They want that back. Hey, Justin Jefferson has put his Minnesota townhome on the market, listing it at a reasonable price of $439,000. Now, the townhome in Inver Grove Heights, it's in the southeastern metro, located less than 2 miles from the Vikings TCO Performance Center based in Eagan. Listing states, quote, "The spacious upper level features the large primary suite with a walk-in closet and a spa-like bath with dual vanities, two guest bedrooms, and a guest bath and a laundry room." Now, Jefferson was the number 22 overall pick by the Vikings in the 2020 NFL draft, buying the home in the months after being picked. Since then, he's gone on to become arguably the league's best receiver. Townhome has four bedrooms and three bathrooms, featuring an open floor plan and an upgraded kitchen with access to a deck. Property featured in the 2023 Netflix series Receiver, with Jefferson commenting in the time on his relatively humble abode, saying, quote, "I'm one person. I ain't got no big family. I don't need to be in no $10 million mansion." Now, his future in Minnesota is assured, but there's no word at this time in Jefferson's next move property-wise. Presumably on the back of his $140 million contract, he may opt for a slight upgrade despite his modest requirements.
This shows you how rational and smart Justin Jefferson is. It just shows you how smart and rational he is. He gets it. He understands he doesn't need the ridiculous crib. He doesn't. And look, years ago when I lived in Eden Prairie, in the apartment complex that I was in, there were several members of the Minnesota Vikings that of the young players that lived where I lived, and they were educated and told, on your first contract, do not go out and buy some big crib. They're like, look, you never know how this thing's going to play out. NFL careers mm-hmm. are not guaranteed. All of your money's not guaranteed. So on the front end of your career, until you get settled into your career, get a small place.
You see a lot of people make that mistake early. They go out and they get the jewelry, or they get the cars, or they get the house, and then something happens. And then you're trying to scramble. Some people might not get to that second contract, but just be safe with it.
Yep.
Be conservative with it. And yeah, just do your best to make it last. You know, this coming from somebody that, I don't know if it's a stretch, but I don't think I'm ever going to sign a $140 million contract with an NFL team. So I think we're in different tax brackets there. Hey, speaking of being in a different tax bracket, the Trump administration's five things email is going the way of Elon Musk. Ooh, that's a burn. The Office of Personnel Management said on August 5th, which is yesterday, that it was nixing the controversial weekly email that Musk directed federal workers to submit, detailing their workload and five accomplishments when he oversaw the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, in a statement, OPM Director Scott Kupor said, quote, "We communicated with agency HR leads that OPM was no longer going to manage the five things process nor utilize it internally. At OPM, we believe that managers are accountable to staying informed about what their team members are working on and have many other existing tools to do so." Now, Musk infamously declared that failure to respond to the email would constitute an employee's resignation. The late February announcement garnered strong pushback from the department heads, and OPM soon told agency leaders that participation in the survey was voluntary. OPM's decision to end the initiative entirely was first reported by Reuters. Musk left the White House in May and has since announced to form a third political party.
Well, I mean, to this I would say about damn time. This was a dumb idea to begin with. It was dumb. The five things. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's just a waste of damn time. What are we doing here?
I mean,
That's not being efficient.
No, it's not. I mean, you take more time thinking about the five things that you've done, more so than, I mean, I could name five things that I've done this week.
Man.
I mean, so, yeah. I guess, bye. Hey, not only have Adam Sandler fans been treated to the return of Happy Gilmore, but they're getting some in-person time with the comedian as well. Now, Sandler has added four dates to his You're My Best Friend tour, including an October 22nd date at St. Paul's XL Energy Arena, which have been renamed the Grand Casino Arena by that time. Tour follows similar jaunts in 2022 and 2023, where he filled arenas for a live show featuring stand-up and music. The new show gets going on September 5th in Jacksonville. In Tuesday's announcement, Sandler added that the St. Paul show, as well as engagements in Des Moines, Grand Rapids, and a second show in Uncasville, Connecticut. Tickets for the You're My Best Friend tour go on sale to the general public 10 a.m. on Friday. Live Nation presale will run for 12 hours beginning at 10 a.m. tomorrow. You can catch a complete date on Ticketmaster.com.
I wouldn't mind going to see him.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm not sure that I'm going to buy a ticket, but I wouldn't mind it. I like Adam Sandler, but yeah. I haven't seen Happy Gilmore 2. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Do you plan on seeing it? The original was a classic.
It was, and this is something I want to get into sometime, is just sequels, and when is the best time to say, you know what, we don't need to do a sequel? Because, I mean, this is just way too long. I mean, way too long. But no, I would totally go see Adam Sandler. By the way, did you see the, I told you that Jordan Klepper was coming to the cities. Did you see that?
Yeah, you told me. I thought we talked about this.
Yeah, we did. I was just wondering if...
Well, I mean, I haven't talked about it since.
You get tickets?
No, of course I haven't.
Yeah, I was just asking.
Okay. All right. Just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
All right, just going to wrap up headlines. Coming up next, man, I love this. The Little League World Series is a good reminder of what really matters in life. We get to that next year. On what we like to call, because it's my last name, The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.